mm-hmm. breathe a bit, no vigorous
breathe
stuff.
A bit.
yep, still alive, good.
No vigorous stuff. I thank the universe and the Lord that I'm awake. Mm-hmm. Make my bed, I do. No cold showers around these parts. Yeah. Journaling, absolutely. Not in the morning. Make a smoothie, yes. For mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm almost there, guys. I use some habits to adjust, but yeah, that's good. I like this, though, G. This is amazing. Yeah. This $1 billion morning thing, this is really good. Mm-hmm. Very awesome.
So I wanted to share that this morning.
Thank you.
So in the spirit of it being Woman Month, although I was doing this before March, I'd like to highlight Beverly Mascall. Buy Black isn't just a catchy affiliation or hashtag. It's also nothing new. Encouraging Black people to buy wealth in their own community by contributing to Black businesses is what elders have been preaching for years. Mm-hmm. In 1970, Mascall started her own business with a problem. She couldn't find hair products for Black women. She saw a hole in the hair industry, so naturally she invested $700 into incorporating her own company called Mascall Beauty Supplies Limited. Nice. As we now know, all the Black hair industry is a multi-billion-dollar business, and for far too long, and still today, it's an industry built on buying power of Black women by white-owned companies, white and other.
Okay.
Mascall wanted to change that. So we, with no connections and no family ties in the business, she did her own thing by selling products out of her car first. She convinced Johnson Products, just one of the biggest manufacturers at the time, to give her the rights to be the sole Canadian distributor, making her one of the biggest contenders in the beauty industry. Mm-hmm. She distributed products across the country and also opened retail outlets that are said to have been provided a sense of community and identity for many Black Canadian immigrants.
That's what's up.
So shout out to her, because that's the start of a huge movement, and we're starting to see that today too, right? So Black products being owned by Black people, mm-hmm. very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the second highlight goes to Emily Mills, a woman who has dedicated her life to that same thing, to dedicate her life to connecting Black Canadian women with each other. Mm-hmm. We know how important networking is for career advancement, and the reality that many industry networks are white boys club. That's why in 2010, Mills created How She Hustles, a network for women of color to connect over social media and through various special events. How She Hustles now hosts sold-out brunches, panels, meetups, and other events for thousands of women who get celebrated and uplifted and uplift each other, as well as discover new career opportunities and open up their own work networks. Mills is also created Herstory in Black, an inspired digital series turned CBC documentary featuring 150 Black women that earned the attention of the Prime Minister and won the CBC President's Award.
Dope.
This is how Mills describes Herstory in Black. It made young women see how possible, it made older women understand the value of their trailblazing work, and it made Black women from my generation understand the critical role we play in bringing the past and the future. Emily Mills is creating a better future for the next generation of Black women at work. She hustles for the betterment of Black women today, and we celebrate that transformative determination.
Amen.
Big shout out to those ladies. Shoot, that's pretty fitting. So, because like our business owner guest is, is a very powerful woman in business as well. Let's bring that in one sec.
Welcome to the OC business zone.
Black excellence at its finest.
Black Kemet gods, Black Egyptian gods, summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie go hard.
Chit. All right, there we go.
All right.
Make sure we're on. Microphone check.
This morning, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking with Raymond and Shondell.
Can you talk a little bit louder, Jen? One sec.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah. And Shondell, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Amazing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's give us your proper intro. Go ahead, Gina. The floor is yours.
Yes. So, Shondell, I did pronounce that right, Shondell?
Yeah, Shondell.
Thank you. Shondell Celestin is a creative thinker with a constant flow of ideas and ever-growing interest in technology and design. Yes, Shondell, thank you for your interest in technology. My little ad lib there. Since 2007, she has founded the modern gaming arena Nemesis. Nemesis is a LAN video game lounge. It's a center aimed at providing the ultimate gaming experience for gamers in Greater Montreal. With a degree in design and program analytics, she has a passion for learning and enhancing her skill sets frequently. Her main objective is to create meaningful connections in the gaming industry, offering gaming services to help build a thriving community of youth and young adults who want to pursue a career in the pastimes that they love in a fun and welcoming atmosphere. In 2015, she conceptualized Kid Coders, a programming camp aimed at educating youth ages from 9 to 15 in learning to code and to create their own video games.
That's awesome.
So welcome to the OFC Business Zone, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's our pleasure. So before we dive into the business, so we just heard your exceptional bio. So if you want to talk a little bit just about yourself, like what got you into this?
Well, since I was very young, I was a lover of technology. In grade 6, my mom bought me a Compaq, you know, that classic computer. I've just been fascinated ever since in digital art and technology. So I've just been following that passion since then.
That's you.
Shout out to your mom, because I work in IT in a sense where I'm a technical recruiter, and I always hear about when I talk to male coders and such, they're always like, you know, I started with a computer when I was young, and a lot of parents, mm-hmm. they give girls Barbies and they give the boys the computers. So shout out to your mom.
It's super important, and I love that, and I love the example that you're setting for the community, because it is that it shouldn't be a male dominated space. It should not.
Definitely not.
And because I personally feel women are smarter.
There shouldn't be any gender bias regarding that, for sure.
Facts.
I'll agree with that, for what you just said there.
No, that's what it is. So let's talk about the business a bit. So tell us. So what can youth expect? What does community expect? Like, to tell us about the business.
Sure. Well, Nemesis Video Game Lounge, like, I started it in 2007. The original idea was to offer an amazing place where kids can hang out, be themselves, be safe, so their parents wouldn't have to, you know, worry too much about it. Mm-hmm. The whole idea came about with my little brother, who was just hanging out behind the debonair at somewhere like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, what are you doing here? You know?
Right.
And he said, well, there's nowhere else to go. Fairview's closed and there's nothing else to do. And I'm 16. I'm not going to just hang around at home. So I said, okay. That made me a little nervous, so I started thinking, maybe I can offer them somewhere they can be, hang out, and the parents can know where they are, and everybody can feel safe. So that's the original idea of the video game lounge. Mm-hmm. Started off with just 800 square feet, which it's pretty small, but we ended up getting, you know, overflowed, and we had to move, get a bigger place.
You started off in the West Island on St. John's, right by Blue Haven?
Well, we've always been in Pointe Claire. We started off in Hastings, so I don't know if you guys know the West Island, but right across the street from the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know the West. West.
Of course, you know the West.
I know the West thoroughly. I'm from the West. West Side, stand up, AMB. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. I'll stop that. Go ahead.
So we started there, and it quickly became very popular. We actually, you know, filled up real quick. So we had to, when our lease ended, we decided, hey, we're going to get a bigger place and accommodate all the demand that we had at that point. And we pretty much were running a lot of private events, private parties, video game parties, where everybody can play together in the same game at the same time. So we did not focus at all on individual experiences. Our goal was to bring people together and have fun experiences together. So it's a multiplayer experience. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been popular ever since. 2 days ago, we've been celebrating our 14th year anniversary.
Woo! Congrats!
Yeah, we're surviving COVID, so I'm super happy about that.
Definitely. And, I was going to ask, because I know you and I had spoken a bit offline, but you had mentioned like you guys do stuff in like virtual reality and different kind of things like that. So, how have you pivoted like with COVID and stuff like that?
Sure. So, well, before COVID, we've already been kind of, I don't know if I could say this on the air, but we've already been kind of serious about keeping the place clean. So all of our tables, all of our chairs, everything on site can be easily sanitized, cleaned, and it's always been like that. I mean, I give you an example. We built the building, like we built our current location in Pointe Claire, mm-hmm. with three sinks and one bathroom. We need the place to be clean at all times. We always kept it clean. So mm-hmm. with COVID, we're just following the new regulations, meaning, you know, the amount of people on site at a time.
Right.
And we definitely are on reservation. So that means you have to reserve so we know how many people are in the building at all times.
Amazing.
And that's pretty much how we managed to be able to stay open. Even today, we're open now and you can reserve and come in with your family and friends safely.
Ah, it's amazing, amazing, amazing. So now, I know there's a couple of cool initiatives and things coming up that we want to talk about and let the community know. And sure. Basically, we'll let you go through and then we'll give everybody a time to grab their pen and paper so you can make some notes as needed. So yes, okay, go ahead.
Well, we offer a coding program here. So it's called Kid Coders. So what Kid Coders is all about is that, like I was saying, a lot of kids love to come and play video games. But not a lot of kids know actually how they're made and mm-hmm. how to make their own video game.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2016, I decided, you know what? I'm going to take all my passion for tech, computers, games, and put it all into one in this amazing program. And yeah, so we have 2-week program in the summertime where we teach kids how to create their own video game. So from no experience at all, ages 9 and up, we can teach them how to make a game in just 2 weeks. So been getting really popular.
Well, that's huge. That's empowerment, man. That's I love that. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we wanted to convert them. You know, we wanted them to not be consumers. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to be creators and to have a career in the future. So that's where we're moving forward with it. Oh. And we're also teaching in schools now. So schools are hearing about us and they want us to teach their students directly. I'm now teaching at Sir Wilfrid Laurier School Board, so shout out to them, Forward Thinking School, who actually call us in to teach their students how to code.
Are you still basically accepting, like, so if we have teachers who are listening right now, principals,
yeah.
parents who are listening, if they want you guys to either come to the parent to their children's school or whatnot, you're still taking, like, booking, so to speak, people could still contact you guys.
We have a few spots left for school,
okay.
But we do offer an online class, one-on-one courses for kids who want to learn. And we definitely have a trial class just to see where the kids are at and to see if they would enjoy learning online. And then they can choose a program from there if they decide, oh, this is great. And they can choose a program. But you can all see all that information on kidcoders.ca.
Amazing. Hold on. I'm sharing it on our page as we speak.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is huge because, as a parent myself, like I know, like how much time my children spend in front of the screens or whatever be the case. Mm-hmm. Now they binge watch all these crazy shows, but to be able to get them to do things more productive, that's what I feel all parents want. You know, it's like okay, let's balance the time. If you're gonna sit and watch like 3 hours of whatever, like at least let's take mm-hmm. the time and get you building something, doing something that could really have an impact on your future. So like. You know, it could just be fun and whatever the case right now, but like we know where the world is going. Like this is technology, so it's like you're really 100%. Empowering these youth. It's exceptional.
I almost forgot to mention we have an amazing initiative that we've partnered up with KCJ, which is Kid Code Jeunesse. So it's a free workshop that's going to be offered to us by Electronic Arts or EA.
Sports.
EA Sports.
Yes.
They're going to be teaching. Exactly. They're going to be teaching. I think that's copyright.
Yeah.
They're going to be teaching. They want to teach girl coders. So
yes.
It's free.
Yes.
Sorry,
amazing. It's 2-hour workshop, fully taken care of by them. And you can sign up, hopefully, you can mm-hmm. post that up and have the kids register for that because it is an amazing initiative. To get started in coding, and once you get that foot in the door, you know there's no turning back to the opportunities right now.
Definitely, that's
huge. You guys know, but there's over 1 million coding jobs right now that cannot be filled.
Yep.
So the coders, and you know, money like in terms of income, it's in 2 years ago it was at $68,000 on average. Now it's gone up to $98,000.
Woo!
Yeah, so talk about it.
Mm.
So I'm trying to to teach as many kids to code as possible, and that's my goal.
Wow, I love that.
Shondell, yes, really, ma'am. Like, chapeau, like, hats off. I am so proud that it's a woman of our community, because it's one thing, it's hard enough to get women in it. Shout out for being a woman in the melanated community to put out all these initiatives. I've already sent you a LinkedIn invite to my network.
Yes,
I hear what you're saying 100%, because every day I'm out there looking for software engineers, software developers, coders. Every single day, literally, there are jobs available. We are bringing people outside of the country. There's visas available for people outside of the country, because we are not finding the people internally here. So tell your children that this is, it's the, you know, I get, like, sometimes you go to school, you don't know where you want to study, you want to build your career. Digital is in. Mm-hmm. IT is in. Mm-hmm. Software is in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge. Okay, so, and so definitely we will make that available, because that is huge. So we will share it as far and wide, because we definitely want as many young girls as possible to be able to take advantage. I think it's from like 8 to 14 or something that we had spoken about. So it's
exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's for ages 8 all the way to 14. It's for girls, and it's going to be happening on April 8th. So if you guys want to block that date off on your calendar, for the free coding initiative, I think it's going to be amazing. And it's just another opportunity that we need in terms of getting into coding. And it's just amazing.
Wow, that's exciting. So I'm really glad to be able, again, just to share all the awesome things that you guys are doing. And for those who were not aware that you existed, now they do. So now how for everybody, now is your time to grab your pens, basically put your phone on speaker so you can make some notes in your phone. Right now we're going to take down the contact information. So if people do want to find you guys online, or they want to give you guys a call or send you an email, how do they do it?
Well, you could always email me directly. I'm not shy from taking emails, so you can send it to Shondell, which is Shaundel, at kidcoders.ca. So that's kidcoders.ca. And you can go there. You can go directly to the site as well, and you'll see there's just two categories, parents or educators. So it's easily enough to find where you need to be. And you can always contact us through there as well. So hope to hear from all of you, and thanks.
Wow, that was heavy. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. It's exceptional. We're looking forward just to continue to plug and push, and definitely, like, we're gonna have a follow up so we can hear the success of this coding program, and just continue to encourage. And as we get closer to summer, we're just gonna push so that what you still have spaces, I'm hoping, for summer camp and stuff like that.
Well, session 2, which is July, is already 80% full.
Ooh, parents.
But we do have spaces at the end of June, as well as in August. And we do have early bird promotions still happening right now. So it'll be great if you guys register now, as it'll be the lowest price it's going to be for the year. And hopefully you guys can get on that as soon as possible. It does fill up pretty quickly. Yeah. I think yesterday we were at 60. Now we're at 80.
So. Yeah, I'm not surprised. And definitely, so we're going to push. We're going to get it out there. And definitely, again, congrats and wishing you much success, sister.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been awesome.
Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too, guys. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
I absolutely love that.
That's cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
I know. I'm super excited. I'm looking at time. I'm trying. Do we go into our musical break, or do we dive into another segment?
I mean, we can do our community updates and then
get some music.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. See, that's why I like just live radio. You know what I mean? Like, we get to decide one time as we're doing it. But I don't know.
Drop or no?
Yeah. Right. I
you're gonna need that.
Yeah. I see.
Want me to sing it?
No.
Oh my goodness! What is happening?
Shush, why are
you guys
doing
know?
This?
Anyways, Gina, you stay for Coffee Conversations today?
Because we're gonna do it right after the musical break.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because guess what? I'm singing for it. Yeah, boy.
Oh, did you say Coffee Conversations?
Y'all late night.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates. Bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
And that was the mashup by DJ Pharoah.
Yeah, that was wild because I'm like, where is all these sounds coming from?
Oh, my goodness.
No. And no, okay?
I say no, too.
We say no to that, too, brother.
I say no to both of those things, okay? Just no. First, I'm not accepting that, all right? I'm saying this again.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Okay, better.
Forever love that track.
I know. Thanks. Good track. Am I supposed to be saying so?
Yeah, because it's community updates, Pharoah. That's what the call sheet says. You know.
Okay, so look, Pete. So first, before I dive in, I had an epiphany, and I just wanted you guys' opinion.
All right, cool.
I shared it on my Facebook. You guys, I shared these things on my Facebook.
Right, all right.
And my epiphany was the problem we have on the planet. Mm-hmm. Oh, first disclaimer, this has nothing to do with any community updates. This is just,
okay, because I thought it did.
No,
okay.
I figured you did. That's why I figured, let me pause.
Right.
Give some context and then unpause. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, basically, I feel the problem on the planet, one of the problems on the planet, is that you have a collective of people who are about love, unity, support, you know, mm-hmm. and we want to just, you know, kumbaya.
Right.
And then you have another collective of people who are just about power, wealth, and whatever. And I feel the problem is that us people who are about the peace and the love and stuff like that, we're willing to give it up real easy. Like, it's like we let people disturb our peace all the time, just like pummel us, tell us what to do, how to do it, like just trample all over us. And then the people who are about money and power, mm-hmm. they're doing that by any means necessary. They're lying, they're killing, they're stealing, like what by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like we're just like there's no balance. Like, I'm looking at the state of the planet, I'm looking at what's happening, I'm looking at what has happened in the past, and to me, that's really what it is. I don't actually have a solution to it. When I was thinking that I feel that's why superheroes had to exist, because superheroes just came as a strong love ambassador, but they had strength and power. Like it's either we start functioning like superheroes, like those who are about that love and that unity, we start to function, like, you know, start claiming power and start coming together so we could be more powerful as people and really start putting our foot down, or we might just need to accept that, you know, like people who want power are going to continue to pummel us.
I have an idea.
Please. That's what I want.
It may not be an immediate solution. It might be, actually. Mm-hmm. Black people in politics.
Again. Right. This is what we just spoke about, right?
Absolutely. It really could be the solution. But the thing is, actually, I have to say, disclaimer.
Okay.
You guys do know I'm a very big melanated advocate.
Yes.
But at the same time, some melanated people are pretty armzos. They're pretty whack.
Yeah.
So it's not
all kinfolk is kinfolk.
I had to say it.
Yeah. Let me.
You know what I mean?
Let me clarify.
Okay. No, just so we could say it.
It's not only because they're black that we want them in politics.
Okay. Just to clarify. Right.
What I mean by that, when I say black people in politics, it's one, educating ourselves, because we need a political literacy, because they're not doing it in the schools.
Right.
They're purposely not doing it in the schools.
Facts.
And so we need to get more literate when it comes down to that. And that way we can start backing people that have our interest in mind. And generally speaking, because of having that experience, usually that's people of color.
Right.
But it doesn't mean just go back any person of color, because, yes,
I like
they're
it.
Not all they're not all here for that.
Exactly. That's true.
Uncle Tom's is a term for a reason.
Talk about it. Right. Okay.
And we also have to get to a point too where we can all, we spoke about this last week, agree to disagree. That is really, really important as well. It's not that because, you know, we're black, we're always going to agree with each other, but we don't have to fight over the fact that we don't agree either.
I like that.
You know, so that's another thing where we talk about unity so much, but that's a part of being united. We can respect each other's differences and still support one another. You know what I'm saying?
Agree to disagree.
So agree to disagree, live and let live. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's not hurting you physically. Your family, keep it pushing.
I like it. All right, so let's keep it moving. So past event. So last week I had mentioned a little bit that there was some weirdness going on at Charles Lemoyne Hospital. I got another post on my Facebook. It just seemed weird. And again, I'm not going to deep dive into it, but it was a video shared by Queen Anastasia Marceline about a woman in the hospital, mm-hmm. and she's basically like pleading for her life.
The lady passed away, unfortunately.
She passed away?
Because they gave her, I think it was an insulin or something, don't quote me, that they told her she said, I'm allergic to.
Are you serious? She passed? I haven't seen the update.
The black woman that says, help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she passed away, unfortunately. She did. Wow. I'm sorry to break that to you here, but she,
damn.
Yeah, she unfortunately passed away.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is terrible.
Yes. And you can see that she is saying, either help me. They transferred her to the Jewish General Hospital.
They did transfer her?
Yes, they did. And about 2 days later, unfortunately, she passed away.
Wow.
Yes. So we have to, what weren't they listening to? She said how many times? You guys have to see this video. It's so brutal. Yeah. And for me to watch it, and it brought my spirit right down. You know, she's pleading for help, first of all. She's told them that she's allergic to whatever it
penicillin,
is.
Penicillin.
It was penicillin, excuse me. Yes. They still gave it to her.
And the thing, because when you see the you see a picture of her,
absolutely,
and she's a beautiful looking woman, but the video, like, she's blown up.
She's blown up.
Like,
you can tell.
And she said it. She's like, what you guys are seeing is not how I am. Like, I don't look. And I'm like, wow. And then when you actually see the picture, you're like, whoa.
It's really sad.
Wow, I did not know.
Yes, I do apologize for saying it. Now I thought you knew that she had passed away, but yeah, she did.
Wow.
She unfortunately passed away.
See, and now what happens, right? Like, what, like, who's responsible? Who do you, like? Oh my god. Anyways, guys, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It's what's happening in the community, you know? And it's like, we just, I don't know. Like, I just feel these institutions need to do better.
Absolutely. Listen when we're speaking. And the thing is, they may have quoted her as aggressive, or, you know what I'm saying, or angry black woman. And that's probably why they didn't listen to her. You know what I'm saying? We get these labels without even knowing.
Because black women are strong.
Right.
And we can take anything.
Mm. Exactly.
So it's not as bad as it looks.
Right. And now you say you may think you're allergic, but then we're the doctors and we know. And it's like, no, we know our bodies. We know what we're allergic to. Listen to us when we are saying what we're saying, you know? This comes back to our fibroid conversation. This comes back to many melanated women being mistreated within the health system. It's a thing. Mm. It's a big thing. It's a big problem that we need to talk about, address, bring it to the forefront. Again, black people in politics, this is exactly what we need. Again, it's just comes tenfold. It comes right back around.
Facts.
Craziness. Okay. So we're going to move on to the next one, if you guys don't mind.
Please.
March 9th was the passing of Biggie Smalls. It's been 24 years, which is the exact age he was when he transitioned.
Wow.
So right now, there's also a Netflix documentary called I've Got a Story to Tell, told by the people that were surrounded by him, mainly his mother.
Mm.
Told Diddy's in there as well, a little bit, and a few other people that he surrounded himself with. And just to know him from what he started with, was selling drugs, and then after turning into the music, and then bang, at 24, it was just over. It's sad.
What's crazy is that we were young when it happened, right?
Exactly.
And when you think about Biggie and Pac, you thought they were like these grown.
Exactly. Yeah, they were 24. It's only when I hit 24, I realized, oh my goodness, this is how old he was when he passed away. Mm-hmm.
Like, so much life to live, so much to give, and, like, just stolen.
There are clips of Tupac in there as well. And, like, again, the knowledge that Tupac spits, as well as, you know what I mean? For his age at that time, at those times, he was in his early 20s. And it's just so insightful to
know. I think he started when he was 17.
Yeah, he just to know that. And you see them sitting together. You see them breaking bread together. So where the beef started, where people start this imaginary beef between them, it's odd, because Biggie talks about it. You guys should definitely check it out if you're a Biggie fan, because I am. He is my favorite rapper of all time. Mm-hmm. It's called I've Got a Story to Tell on Netflix, and it's pretty good. It's really awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. We definitely peep it. So coming up, so we'll touch on a couple of community events coming up. I have to remind you guys, so in 2 weeks, so not this coming Sunday, following Sunday, it is March 21st. We're hosting a health lecture. The OFC is going to be hosting it. We're going to put out the ads. We haven't completed the ad yet, but I'm just giving you guys a heads up so you could mark the date. So it's going to be, if I'm not mistaken, I think 4:00 on the 21st. And are you guys familiar with Dr. Sebi?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we're going to have Brother Massey. He's actually going to be on air with us next week.
Great.
So definitely you guys tune in. It's going to be a very, very energy-filled show. A lot of information is going to be shared there. So he studied directly with Dr. Sebi. So we have our own Dr. Sebi in Montreal, which is
nice.
Dope. And so basically he's going to be talking about, you know, like natural health practices, preventative measures, all kind of different health practices. It's going to be exceptional. We're also going to have Michael Smith, who's going to be on, who has like a different approach to health. I guess it's more of a, I want to call it a European-centered health focus. And basically, like, it's his, like, he's going to be sharing, like, like his perspective as well when it comes to health and different health practices and, you know, like certain things to be aware of. And I think it's good to be able to have the both sides in the conversation, especially the objective is to educate the community. So right. I think that's going to be really, really powerful. And we're going to have a third speaker as well, Brother Stanley, who is also a nurse practitioner, but who so basically works in a hospital, but he also has like a lot of naturopathic studies and practices that he does as well. So again, it's going to close out with a good balance of both, you know? So it's, I'm looking forward to that again, just to educate the community on really what's popping.
Great. All right. Great stuff. So
what's going on in the upcoming days? Everybody, I would advise you to go to OFCLink.com/events where you can find all the events, all the upcoming events going on in the community. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about a couple of them. Tonight, 10 p.m., tomorrow night, March 12th, The Weekend Groove on CKUT 90.3 FM. Mm-hmm. The Weekend Groove features R&B, urban, AC, funk, soul, local, independent, and classic artists to get your weekend started.
Love that.
So tune into that. Mm-hmm. We have tomorrow at 9 a.m., Ask Me Anything, digital marketing. So it's a digital marketing seminar, online Google Meet, if you will. If you need help to build a solid online presence, so you can get some tips and tricks on that. It is free. Okay. So please do, in this time where we're really trying to build our generational wealth, mm-hmm. Get into that. So that's with Java Logics. Mm-hmm. On March 15th, 7 p.m., West Can Weekly Sweat Class.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've been telling you guys, like, my sugar-free 40 days yes. has been giving me better sleep and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've upped my workouts during the week, and it's really, like, it's doing its job. So it's important to get that vigorous movement.
Yeah, am I right?
So, 7 p.m., welcome to West Can Sweat Class. Every Monday, 7 to 7:30, you're invited to join them. So that is also Zoom with West Cam.
Now let's go to the CBL. Big shout out. La Fin du Rap on CBL. So that is every Monday. So definitely want to tune in there. That's at 7 p.m. We can skip Family Alive, but we have Walk on River 2.0. March 25th coming up. So that's going to be pretty dope. So Jeff, I'm just pulling up the details of that. African influenced. Oops, I just moved the page. Oh, this is going to be awesome. So it's, again, online event. Basically, it's as the first civil settlement in the state of Texas, there are a ton of historical sites and legendary tales that have been helped to shape the culture of the community. So basically, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but definitely we're taking a walk through the basically African history, and it's going to be pretty dope. I'm just glad that it's not in February and they pushed it.
Yes.
So right. we could actually
something
enjoy
else.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So walk on the river 2.0 African influence in San Antonio, Texas. So it's going to be pretty lit. And I wanted to give a shout out to Gemma Rayburn. This past weekend, she had it was Playmass Montreal Cultural Association had the taste of tea.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, that's where mm-hmm. they have their tea party, and they acknowledged, you know, like it was great. They acknowledged a lot of women in the community, and yeah, it was pretty dope.
Very
I just wanted
nice.
To give them a big shout out for
cool.
that.
Cool, love that.
Amazing.
So, look, we want to go into the Coffee Chronicles, and we still have a musical break. So, you want to do the Coffee Chronicles, then musical break, or musical break and Coffee Chronicles?
Yeah, let's do the Coffee Chronicles now, because then after we can. Because y'all gonna be singing, I'm sure.
Yeah, all right.
Can you play my drop, please, DJ?
Damn.
Oh.
You know, every week I feel the drop should be well ready, right? The drop.
And he knew the thing is with
no,
me,
but you
like,
see, okay, because we had a plan, but then I'm looking at the time and I'm like, okay, because the
DJ,
plan was.
Are you ready?
Ready?
No.
Look, guys,
it's
look,
a no.
Look, and I'm here. I'm searching for it. Where's the?
It's in the. It's in the normal spot.
Wait, is it in the dock?
No, you played it from WhatsApp last time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We should put it in the dock.
That's not gonna work. Anyway,
it should be in the dock. Wow. No, that's not you.
No, that's not me.
That's not you.
No, that's not me either.
You see?
That's not it.
That was a conversation.
I will make sure to put this drop.
Maybe this was it.
It's 23 seconds. I think so.
We're going to see right now.
We'll see. This is Miss Trish and you are listening to.
It is the drop. Okay.
No, it's listening to Power Hour. It's
the oh, it's the second one?
Yeah.
No, but that's why we do these things. All right, hold on. Let me set it up properly. Because last time I had more things going at the same time.
Yeah, and I'd like to hear it.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
I feel it. Did it start kind of... No,
that's the way... By the way, did you bring my microphone?
I did. Look, did you bring my microphone? You ever hear those jokes when you lend things to people so long you have to borrow it back? That's the relationship I have right now.
I decided. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask P in this way on ear, so he can't cuss me out after. Anyways.
Yes, I brought your microphone.
Yay, because I got some more stuff to do. All right. So, G, you know, I'm really hoping you complete your cousin today, because last week we played
this game.
And he did horrific. Like, no. First of all, folks, I want to warn your audience. They said I'm off key. I'm not a singer, so don't expect anything great from me.
But Gina, the game last week was whack.
No, it wasn't, because he don't know lyrics. This is what he did. So basically, this is called Finish the Lyrics. This is the reggae version today.
Reggae
version? Yeah. Come on. You guys are one of a kind.
I'm Trini and Haitian.
It doesn't matter. You're going to know these ones, because I'm sure you put up your hand when you hear it.
I'm going to be like that girl on Instagram. She made a post and she's just like, I can't wait to go back to the
dance. That girl was so hilarious.
She's like, I want to send them in bun.
Yo, this girl, she's dancing. She's hard into it. Like, honestly, okay, guys, let's start.
That's going to be my lyrics.
Turn down the background music just a little bit. All right, guys, are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Please, I don't have enough coffee for this. Everybody, if you drink up and sing up, if you guys know the first one, it is... Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
School bell ring.
Hey, Boyaka. Thank you.
All right. Okay, woo.
Next one. These are very easy today, everybody.
Black card not revoked.
Okay, next one. It's all about Romy.
And it be...
Naomi. Exactly.
The two of them said, Clem said them.
No, me.
And the argument. Troll me.
Hey, you see? Today it's like,
the thing is, I know that song, but I got so pressured.
I know. It was last week the pressure was on.
Right?
I'm you,
when I point to you guys, that's when it is. Natalie, drink up. Everybody drink up here if you guys, and sing along if you know it. The next one. You guys know this one. Come on. Mr. Lava Man.
Sharma.
Hey, there you go.
But that's all I know. Is there more to that song?
No, that's it. I made it easy, because even I don't know the rest. I'm just like, wait.
Shabarang's lava.
Tonight. Whatever she says after that. Okay, next one. This is a Barris Hammond song. I'm going to give it to you all, guys. Please. I feel good. When you're wrapped up in my arms. Oh, my God, guys. That's it to a reggae song. Feel good.
I know the feel good.
All right. That's okay. That's a little bit harder. This one. All right. Next. No.
You don't love me.
And I know now. The people. No, sorry, we're getting
you have to beat while in. No, these are house parties.
You see how I'm getting you guys into it? There's a lot in here.
The basement ceiling is low.
All right.
Mashing it up.
Right. This is easy. Got somebody.
She is a beauty.
Yes, Gina. Oh, my goodness.
Very special.
Really and truly. There you go. All right. Bogo. Okay.
Bogo.
I looked over and I saw you climbing a ladder. I wasn't sure what was going on.
Over here.
Oh, sure didn't look like it. All right. Next one is walk like a champion, talk like a champion. What up is about it, girl? Tell me where you get it from. Knock on your entrance. Ram, bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, let me in.
Bye.
All I wanna do is be true. And
hey,
yo, these are easier. Okay, last week, Trish really gave me all kind of hard songs.
No. You know your '90s R&B. Admit it.
It was all hard songs last week.
It was '90s R&B. This one don't know his '90s R&B.
Hard songs.
This one's a little tricky, because I don't even know it. So, folks, Informa. Someone wanna know what we're doing now. All right. We were unified on that one.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
But does he say "licky boom boom"?
I don't know.
It seems inappropriate.
I think it is.
It does seem inappropriate.
Not lick like lick.
No, that's the whole thing.
He said it seems inappropriate.
I
wasn't ready for
We're
that.
Talking about an informer.
Oh my God! You guys are killing me today. Okay. All right, next one.
Mm-hmm. She called me Mr. Boombastic.
Telefantastic.
Hey,
you didn't have that one?
P, come on,
guys.
They call me Mr. Romantic.
I know the song. I don't know the lyrics. Okay. Here we go, recap of last week. Man's time.
All right, and the last one for today is don't worry about a thing.
Every little thing.
Because every little thing is going to be all right. And you guys got most of it today. Don't worry. You guys did good today. I'm proud of you. For those of you guys who are listening, he did better. We got to give Pharoah a chance. He did better last week. This isn't Pharoah last week. Na, 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 to complete the songs. He did it. Eight out of ten.
That was really awesome.
Did you guys feel like you were at an old school basement jam?
No, that's exactly how I felt. Like, thank you for that.
No problem. We may do that again next week, but it may be Soca.
Now for the real music.
Big shout out to DJ Bobby Payne on the next hot mix. So you guys enjoy this hot fire Bobby's about to spit on us right now.
I'm just saying.
You want to
talk about Licky
Boom Boom there?
Just play
the thing.
All right, guys. We're going to play some music. Give these hosts a beautiful break. You can catch me everywhere at DJ Bobby Payne. One word on all platforms.
Touching you, kiss for the night, best time of our life. I mean, hold down my loving, oh yeah. Can't fit to me good tonight. I'm going under, cause I know y'all wondering, baby. Oh yeah, I'm giving it good shit.
Turn it up.
If I crap out, I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game.
I'm killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Take it while we're turning on the side. It's nothing to play with. Make money. When you hit the fan, we'll take money. Southside. Checks, I'm collecting them. Check, boy, I'm finessing them. Big bags of bread. Boy, you f*** around, put a big bag on your head for the weather break. Get into it, then we'll do it like we do it. Cop it, whip it, bag it, flip it. We up. Beat up, what up? Running around this bitch, still not giving a f***. Hey. When it come to that paper, there'll be no complications. Put a hole in the loop right in front of you, your heartbeat racing.
Everybody!
That's how we do it on this side. Get to it on this side. I know heartbreaks, setbacks. If I crap out, I'm sure I'ma get back. I've been through the ups and downs, you know I get around. So to me, it's all a part of the game. If I ain't the co-main, or the double blame, I'm going for sure, man. I gotta take it, no need to say shit. I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna be turning on the side. Nothing to play with.
so pretty and he like that.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Oh Lord.
I know he don't like it when I talk back. From my mouth like Forrest Gump, but I like it when he talk back. Hey, 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 when you shut me up, beat it up, then beat it up. Neighbors yelling while we pipe it up. Kitty purr, make that kitty purr. Make it purr, make that kitty purr. If I'm a doorman like me, do a split up on that dick and he might call me wifey. Not the PD, I'll call, bring it back, it's round three. Yeah, got the best kitty, you ain't gotta hide me. I need a PhD, it's a pretty huge dick. With the straps on the bed, told you get a good grip. Cat emoji in the text, so you know what's coming next. And you better come correct, cause you f***ing with the
yeah!
Kitty purr, make that kitty purr. Make it purr, make that kitty purr. I'm so pretty and he like that. Pretty and he like that. I'm so pretty and he like that.
This is your boy D.
I gotta take it, you need to say it. I'm gonna take it, I'm gonna be stuck on the side.
I'm so pretty and he like that.
Everybody!
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up! Oh Lord! I know he don't like it when I talk back. From my mouth like Forrest Gump, but I like it when he talk back. When you shut me up, beat it up, then beat it up. Neighbors yelling while we pipe it up. Kitty purr, make that kitty purr. Make it purr, make that kitty purr. If I'm a doorman like me, do a split up on that dick and he might call me wifey. Not the PD, I'll call, bring it back, it's round three. Yeah, got the best kitty, you ain't gotta hide me. I need a PhD, it's a pretty huge dick. With the straps on the bed, told you get a good grip. Cat emoji in the text, so you know what's coming next. And you better come correct, cause you f***ing with the
bitch. Yeah!
Make that kitty purr. Make it purr, make that kitty purr.
She been down since the jellies and the bobos. Now me stepping out the G and my nullos. When we pull up to the scene, they be filled with jealousy. If a finicky, she gon' bring the energy. I hit a phone with a T like, guess what? All the rich ass boys wanna on us. I just end up, it could look, don't touch. And I'm bad, bustin' bad.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
She had 2-3 drinks, now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in. That's my best friend, she a real bad. Drive her out car, she don't need no lift in a strip club. Know my girl gone flip, now she twerking.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah. Godfather with a gun full of snakes.
Everybody!
Popcorn's time to give away a ring.
Oh, Lord.
Breaks balls and I turn them in the bass. Big boy, I'm here trying by the braids. Courtroom selling like I'm in the opera. When he got it, now these 20 knockers. Follow cause they need a couple dollars. But it ain't a problem cause I really got it. Fat boy, rich with an appetite. Count money all night under the candlelight. Spinning vinyl, Teddy P, or is it Lionel? Not a model, but I know I be your idol.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Without a lighter. On fire, cause I'm just a different writer. Practicing social distance with all these snitches. Guess he jealous cause I had his favorite with his big bucks. Stepping out of big trucks. Stepping on my feet to get you up. Got the squad with me and all they did was give me love. Foot locker 20 deep and spin a dub. G-Wagon for my back, lift it up. Death Row, this for these I'ma hit him up. Machiavelli is all eyes on me. Pinky rings is still M.O.P.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Heart just turned purple. 360 up front, it all comes full circle. Class photograph, Sandy had me on my Urkel. Patty Mahomes, Patty Mahomes, Patty Mahomes, Patty Mahomes.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah, that was good. Go DJ Bobby Payne. Thank you for that musical break. That was
DJ.
Go DJ. That's Manny Fresh, eh? That's my DJ.
Yep.
Yep. But you know, these we appreciate Bobby Payne, don't we?
We definitely do. And he was playing that track with Rick Ross, and I remember I forgot to while we're talking about Coming to America.
Yes.
Forgot to give him a shout out for letting them use his house.
Right.
For the palace.
That's it. That's dope. A big house.
That's dope.
That's dang. All right.
I'm not sure if I need that size of house, personally.
I think I would if my parents and my siblings live there. By myself, no.
I would would probably have a house like that for me and Amanda. Like, where it's like, you know, there's a punch code, everybody, like, it's because really, really.
Only for the Amanda? Like, would you not have a man cave, though? Because it's so
big. No, we'd have a man palace. In these times.
All right.
What are you talking about, man cave? Man palace in these times. Okay. And it's just, it's me and my close brethren, and everyone has codes of the
so
thing.
So where
and,
would everybody else in your fam jam live?
No, in my
in the other
estate,
palace.
In my estate,
the
where, you know, my family home and stuff like that.
You.
But,
right.
You know, it's just to differentiate. You got to know, like, you know, who goes where, how goes what.
Hey, you know, inquiring minds. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I came across this quote on Instagram that I thought it would be fitting to, you know, close up with kind of. It says, it's crazy working on yourself, never ends. You get better and then boom, now it's new stuff you have to work on. Mm-hmm. You just be unlocking endless levels of growth.
Mm.
And I think that that's so awesome because it's true. Like, everything is a process. Healing is a process. Growth is a process. You know, nothing's just like one level. Nope. You know, it goes up and down all the time. So do you believe that? Do you feel like, you know, you're always growing, you're always learning, and you're never at your end of doing it because something new always arises?
I so believe that. And I actually believe on a spiritual level that, like, when you transcend, it's because like you've maximized this life experience. It's like, okay. Like, my life force is depleted. Like, I've done everything that I feel like I've came to do. My spirit is fulfilled, and it's like, yo, onto the next life.
I definitely
feel like we should be constantly in a state of evolution and growth, and
absolutely,
you know, and almost embracing like discomfort at times,
of
like
course,
because it's like where I find we grow the most when we're uncomfortable.
Absolutely. And I think that's what uncomfortability is meant to do.
Mm.
It's actually meant to make you grow. You know what I'm saying? Because they say when a big change is coming, you feel uneasy. You know what I mean? When anything great or even bad is happening,
you know?
But bad is like, I kind of take that out of my vocabulary as well, because everything bad is now to me a lesson, right?
Amen.
Right? So I take that. And when you start to think like that, you know, different things start to arise and you're like, no, that's just a lesson. What's this trying to teach me? You know, so there's ways of thinking.
No, I find that's a natural way of going about things. Like, I find it's like that, like life is not meant to be like a quote unquote perfect, right? Like,
right.
And, you know, and they even like everything in life has ups and downs. Like, you look at seasons, like things die and come back. Like, it's like everything. There's a cycle to everything. There's a cycle to life. And I feel like,
sure
you know, we get really caught up when we think it's like, you know, everything's supposed to be perfect and woe is me. But no, it's like when things are not going the way that you're anticipating, like take a pause, take a step back and assess the circumstance.
Right.
Look at a glass half full and say, okay, what am I learning from this experience?
What did I do to contribute to this that I don't do again? You know, a lot of times we have to take accountability for our actions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when it's, you have to look within before you look out.
Talk about it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that was
huge.
A quote for today.
And, you know, and actually, we're one of the initiatives, like the OFC, we've been working on it since it's been, I think now it's our second year that we've been raising capital to build our own Black Wall Street.
Mm.
And I find that there's been a push, like it's like the momentum, the hype in the community, like because people are uncomfortable right now. I'm realizing like people aren't, they like the level of uncertainty, like us being confined in our houses, people are looking for alternatives, and us being able to purchase some land where we could now build our own, you know, just call their own safe space, right?
Exactly.
Like where it's like we're
really needed,
you know, like
so,
this is we govern these streets, like, you know, and like basically it's like, you know, we could do everything there, we could be comfortable there. So it's really, really exciting. And again, it came out of a need. We were a little bit uncomfortable, right? And basically that discomfort made us want to push forward. And actually, if people who are interested, we are still like selling shares and stuff for the project because we're preparing to make the offer to purchase and stuff like that. So if anybody's interested, you could just get in contact with us. I recommend anybody just email us. The easiest, just email us on our membership email. So it's membership@ofccommunity.com. Mm-hmm. And just say you heard about the land project, you're interested in more information, and we'll send you to Outline and different things like that. And also, like, once you send that email, you actually get, you could sign up, you'll get signed up to our mailing list. And I'm really looking forward to releasing this this edition. I got you in there, Miss Trish, this month too. Let's see, which one did I choose? There, I have one with one of your quotes.
Okay, that's
cool. I hope this month brings you new insight, deeper connections with yourself, and many moments where you can learn and grow.
Bang bang, hashtag mistress.
Nah, so it's dope. You know, so like big shout out. Yeah, we highlighted a lot of women. So it's going to be awesome. I just really want to encourage people to sign up to our mailing list and look out for it this week. So that's going to be really, really huge.
Thank you for that. That's cool.
That's my pleasure.
We got to do more of that. Other than that, P, how did you find today's show? How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, come down. It's exciting, refreshing. J'ai tout aimé. Just the vibes is just always blessed. You know, just being on here with you and Gina the Great, and the rest of our guests that pop in and out. But it was awesome.
Big shout out to Tammy Tuesdays, our OFC business owned guest. Like that was awesome.
Yeah, Shondell from Nemesis. Big shout out, you guys.
Yes, exactly.
So I want to encourage the community to definitely tune in and just continue to support them, because what they're doing is amazing.
Right, and also big shout outs to DJ Bobby Payne and all of our listeners who listened and played along with our coffee conversations. We're going to do one last one next week. It's going to be the Soca edition. But other than that, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. I am Ms. Trish, and this episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Yeah. The Japanese, yeah. Slow wind down. Girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean, cause the wave too rough. And girl, a little bit of motion is more than enough. I'm swimming deep in your ocean. Sip of the potion, got me singing out. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
Baby.
Get behind it. You get me excited. You know how
I like it.
Give me the dance now. Bust it. No time for discussions. Back against the wall. Why you give me your all? You're working all week, so you know you deserve it. Wine with a purpose, girl. Put your work in. Yeah. And she dropped down low. Watch her pick it up slow. Yeah.
Oh my, my, my. Oh my. I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love on your slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
Baby.
Oh, girl, I cannot wait to dance with you on the floor. Oh, love the way you're moving it back and forth.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal.
It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Black, black, black. Yeah. My hair is kinky. My nose is white. My skin is technical.
My mind is on the next cell. I put dope.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.